Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining me this evening, taking the time out of your busy schedule and just joining us. I tell you, I don't take it lightly because many of us wear so many hats, and I'm telling you, I am grateful that you are joining us. You are going to be blessed by the topic tonight, walking in your destiny. So we're walking in destiny, I tell you, each and every week. It's time to stop existing and start living the life that God created us to live. So I'm telling you, again, we're going to be having a great show tonight. But before we get started, I want to get a word from our sponsors. I want to thank each and every sponsor each and every month. We had the same sponsors from last month as well as this month, in addition to some others. So I'm going to play a thing from last month, and then I will add on the additional one.
On Fire to Inspire, I would like to graciously thank all of the sponsors for the month of April. Alexandra Townsend, the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Her awesome book is found at most bookstores online. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch is not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available, and music is also available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Unique Expression by Design. They're taking care of your custom products and business needs. Whether it's business or personal, they can bring your vision to life. Visit www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. GEMS Inc., Girls Empowered, Mentored, and Supported, is a nonprofit organization that provides mentoring tools and workshops to assist middle school to high school age girls to deal with everyday life experiences by supporting them through mentoring, educating, and promoting awareness. Volunteer opportunities are available. Visit www.thegemsinc.org or email them at infogemsinc@gmail.com. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop for hair care and beauty needs. They take care of your natural hair, your twists, your locks, your relaxers, your braids, sew-ins. They do your lashes. Whatever it is you need, they have you and taking care of you. They're located on the inside of F&D Beauty at 1519 Highway 138, Southeast in Conyers, Georgia. Their phone number is 404-599-3712. We want to thank all of our sponsors and make sure you let them know that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire.
We want to thank each and every sponsor for the month of April and May. Added to that list, we have PrintTara.com. They're your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. Also, KJ Handyman. They say that give us a call, we repair it all. They specialize in sheetrock, painting, flooring, gutters, lawn care, and more. And their number is 404-997-0816. Again, that's KJ Handyman. Give them a call. They repair it all. 404-997-0816. Well, we are back to On Fire to Inspire, and I tell you, you are going to be blessed with the topic tonight, and it's walking in your destiny. You know, too many people are just living their life existing. They're living, they're going to a job that they hate, clocking in and looking at the clock saying, it's not time to leave yet. Well, if that's the case, you're not walking in your purpose and your destiny. So we've got a lady tonight that is a powerful, powerful woman of God that is walking in her destiny. She has many, many gifts. She wears many hats, and she wears them well. I want to welcome to our show Miss Nalyn Davis. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Woman of God.
Hello, Sister Leah. How are you? Thank you for having me on your show tonight.
I'm great. Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. I tell you, I know you have many, many things that you do, and so being able to squeeze us in and fit us in, it's an honor and a privilege to have you tonight.
To God be all the glory.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to jump right in, and I want to ask you the first question and tell my listeners, who is Nalorence Davis?
Wow. Well, first of all, Nalorence Davis is a child of God. I'm a wife, a mother. Like you said earlier, I wear many hats. I'm an art gospel artist. I sing, I act, I write. I have two radio shows that I host. So I'm just a down south girl, and that's like our topic tonight, that's walking in my destiny, stepping in my destiny, you know, and just taking each day one day at a time.
Wow. So what was the thing that pushed you into moving into your destiny and not just existing? What was your catalyst to push you into saying, hey, I got to live on purpose and in purpose? What was that?
Oh, wow. As you were mentioning, as the show started about, you know, so many people are existing and not living.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to say it had to be about, I don't know, maybe four or five years ago. I was on this job. I was very unhappy, you know, just going to work every day, you know, doing the normal thing, getting up, getting my kids ready for school, going to work. And it was like one day I had some alone time driving in my truck, and I began to talk to God. And I remember crying out and saying, God, I know that there is something greater for me. You know, I know that I was not born to this earth just to, you know, work this 8-to-4 job and just come home every day. And I, you know, I just started crying out to him and praying to him and saying, you know, there's so many things that I had dreamt of as a young child.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're from a small town like I'm from, you know, all these big dreams of being a recording artist and acting and stuff, a lot of times people make you think because of where you're located, where you are, it will never happen, you
right.
know. So, you know, I started thinking on, well, you know, as a child, I dreamed about singing, and I dreamed about being on TV, and I dreamed about being in movies. And, you know, now I'm married with kids, and it hasn't happened, and it probably won't ever happen. And then, I don't know, it's just something hit me. You know, I kept hearing my preacher kept saying, it's never too late. You know, if God has a plan and a purpose for everybody's life, it's never too late. And it's in like every other month he was preaching on that same thing. And you know, it was like a light bulb moment. You hear Oprah talk about the light bulb moment, the aha moment. And it was like, you know what? That is so true. You know, I knew as a young child that I was supposed to be singing. I knew that I was supposed to be somewhere on a stage, but no one ever, you know, poured that into me, told me, you know, although you live in Dothan, Alabama, you can still do whatever you want to do. Every time I mentioned that I wanted to sing, you know, I would always get the feedback, well, you can always sing, you know, don't you want to be something like a teacher or a lawyer or, and but those things were not what I wanted to do, and I knew those things were not what I was meant to do. I was meant to be a singer, a writer, and all these things that I'm doing. So, but yeah, I like I said, 5 years ago, I had that moment. So I just cried out. I was so unhappy because I was not walking in my purpose. And as I began to, you know, get closer to God and build that personal relationship with God, which is the title of my CD, It's Personal, you know, I began to hear Him. And like I said, I was alone, and every time I would be alone and I would find myself, you know, laying in bed crying or up, God would wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm up walking and praying, you know, what am I supposed to do? Lord, show me, teach me, you know, give me a sign, send somebody to me. And you know, lo and behold, like I said, every Sunday I would go to church. My pastor, he would say a little bit this Sunday. Then I go back the next Sunday, he'll say something else, and it was like I knew he was talking to me, and I knew that was my answer. It was time to get up off of my do-ness, and as you may have heard someone say, it was time for me to get up off of my do-ness and start making a move. I didn't know where the money was going to come from to go in the studio. I didn't know where and how to get started, but when I started praying to God and you know, like I said, walking into my purpose and really, you know, stepping out on faith, you know, piece by piece, everything started coming together like a puzzle, you know, piece by piece.
Amen, amen. You said that you had that aha light bulb moment about 5 years ago.
It's been. I've done so much in the last 5 years. I mean, it's been unbelievable. Just living, like I say, living here in the city where I live. You know, a lot of people say, "Well, you'll never make it," you know, because nobody. You never hear about people from, you know, Dothan, Alabama, making it big and all of this. And I come to that realization: it does not matter. It does not matter where you are. Every person that's born to this earth, God has a purpose for your life.
Yes.
God's main purpose for your coming to this world is to fulfill his will. So if I never make it out of the city of Dothan, Alabama, I'm okay. Because I know deep down in my heart, I know that I am doing what God put me here to do. And if it is meant for me to go to, you know, to other countries or to up north or wherever he leads me to, then it will happen. It will happen.
Amen. You mentioned you had a CD. What was the title of your CD again?
My CD is entitled It's Personal, and I released it in November of 2014.
Okay. That's your first CD?
Yes, it is. It's my very first CD, and I've been in the studio working on some new stuff. I'm writing now and getting ready to produce another play. So I am so excited about everything that God is doing in my life.
Amen. So you're writing your own music. You released your first CD, and now you're getting ready to release another one and put on a play
production,
a production,
my second.
And you are your second production, and you are a wife and mother of three,
and mother of three, and work a full time job,
and from Dothan, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
so it doesn't matter where you are; it's about who you serve and what you're doing to live out the life that He's called you to, right?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So tell us a little bit about the project that you're working on that's coming out for the production.
Okay, well, this is my second production. My first one I produced, direct, and wrote was back in 2013. It was called Living by the Fruit of the Spirit. This is my second one. It's going to be entitled These Broken Pieces. And we're going to, this production is going to be coming this September. September the 16th and 17th here in Dothan, Alabama. I have a cast of about seven women, and it's basically, you know, about, you know, so many people go through so many different things in life. But just because you have been broken does not mean you cannot get back up and put those broken pieces back together. No matter how many times you have been broken, God can put those broken pieces back together. With the help of the Lord, you can overcome anything. So I'm excited about it. I really am.
Amen. What's some of the inspiration for some of the things that you write in your music and your productions?
My inspirations have been so many different things around me, from, you know, experiences on the different jobs I've worked, from experiences from family members and friends. You know, I've had several friends that have gone through divorces, nervous breakdowns. I have so many different things so many different people that inspire me to write. I can be at work. The job that I work on now, I'm around a lot of senior citizens. And just listening to them talk about, you know, in their younger days, the different things that they went through, you know, abuse, you know, all kinds of different things. And I kind of pull from just being around other people and some personal experiences. Like I said, my CD entitled It's Personal. It's I tell people a lot of time my creativity, I'm very creative when I'm going through something. And that's when I, you know, that's how I get that frustration out, how then I start writing. And my CD, I remember the job that I worked at the time, I was going through a lot on that job with my staff and peers. And so a way for me to kind of vent and tune a lot of things out, I would go in my office and I would get on my computer and I would write. And every day I would write a little piece by piece until I had a complete, I had like three or four plays written. The one that I'm getting ready to produce in September, I wrote it like 4 years ago, you know, and I kind of been sitting on it and waiting because I had just released the CD. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna wait until God says it's time for me to do another one. People kept asking, and I was like, okay, and then I received confirmation. I was like, okay, I know it's time to go ahead on and produce my next play. So, but, yeah, I get my inspiration from just, you know, my peers, people that I'm around, being in church. And like I said, my creativity kind of kicks in when I'm going through something and when I have that alone time and I can kind of meditate and I start thinking back on different things that have happened in my life.
So you don't allow the circumstance or the situation to get you down. You actually walk through it. And you go and take it. You take it to God, and you let Him do it. You let Him use you to get the glory out of whatever you're going through.
Amen. Turn that mess into a message.
Amen.
That's exactly.
Yes, and just like you said, take them broken pieces and turn them into a masterpiece.
There you go. There you go. Amen. Exactly.
Now the title cut of your CD is Personal. What inspired that particular song?
Well, the title of the CD is entitled It's Personal, and then my single that I released entitled It's Personal is basically talking about my personal relationship with God, what I went through to get to that moment of, you know, to say I'm ready, you know, it's time for me to step out and do this, you know, what I was born to do. You don't know like I know what God has done for me. It's personal. You know, that's pretty much what my chorus is. He said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He said he'll stay right by my side and he'll always be my guide. You know, what do I have to lose? Who cares about the naysayers? Who cares about what city that I'm from? That has nothing to do with what God can take you from wherever you are and just look back, look at some of the well-known movie stars and recording artists. A lot of them were from the South, but a lot of them don't talk about that, you know. But what I'm trying to say is it does not matter where you're from, what you've been through, you know, it only matters where you're going. And like our topic tonight, walking into your destiny, you know, stepping into your destiny. And when I looked up that word destiny, if you don't know the meaning when you're on the line tonight, the events that will necessarily happen to a particular person or thing in the future. We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. So I just want to say tonight and encourage somebody, I was that person that thought, you know, okay, I'm married, I've got three children, you know, I guess I'm just going to settle and just, you know, work this 8-hour job and come home and take care of them and that's it and just forget about what I dreamed about as a young child. I was that person. And, you know, I was unhappy. I was very unhappy. Very, very unhappy. I remember some years back in my early 20s going and auditioning for some major shows. I did American Idol and Making the Band, and I did a couple of other talent shows that were supposed to take me out to Vegas and all these different places, and I didn't make it. So I thought, okay, that's it. You know, I'll never be a singer. And, you know, for a couple of years, I just moped and my husband's like, what's the matter? I was so unhappy and not living, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really start living until I, you know, like I said earlier, I had that aha moment and I built that relationship, personal relationship with God, you know, and he showed me, don't you remember when you were younger, you know, you always wanted to be this singer, you always want to do plays and act and do all of this stuff. What happened to that little girl? What happened to that? Why would you sit and let the enemy think that your life is over? And once I had that light bulb moment, I started living. I realized I have 3 children that's watching me. I don't want, I didn't want my children to grow up and say, Mama was so unhappy. Mama, you know, what do we have to live for besides go to work every day and come home? I want them to know they can do anything. They can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. I want them to look at me and say, Mama did not give up. Mama went to work, took care of us, did plays, took us to those plays, did things with us. She did not stop living. She enjoyed her life. So I want to be just like Mama.
Wow.
I want to reach my highest potential.
Uh-huh.
I want to go after my dreams. I want to walk in my destiny. I want
yes.
to fulfill my purpose that God has given me.
Right, exactly. And walking in our destiny and walking in our purpose, it is an action verb, which means, which one of the things I say all the time, as long as I have breath in this body, there is purpose to fulfill. So there are things to still continue to do. You know, even when I reach one goal, it's time to continue to move on forward to the next goal.
Amen.
Don't stop, you know, just because you reached the goal. Don't stop just because you wrote that first album. Okay, now, like you said, you're working on the second one. And you're working on the second production. And I tell you, my hat is off to you because you have so many things. You know, being a mother and a wife and working full-time
mm-hmm.
and doing all of this,
mm-hmm.
My hat truly goes out to you. You know, a lot of people don't know how to maximize their time, and they, you know, it may just be them and a husband. So I tell you,
mm-hmm.
I commend you
Amen.
On that.
Thank you.
I commend you on that. So how do we find out about how to follow you so that we can find out more about this production and things of that
mm-hmm.
nature? How do we follow you on Facebook? I mean, on the different
okay.
social media.
Okay. Well, on Facebook, my name is Nalarence, Nalarence Walker Davis. Well, you can
mm-hmm.
find my public figure page, and I post all kinds of different things that I'm going to be having coming up. I'm getting ready to celebrate 2 years on my radio show. I have a local live radio show called the Nalarence Davis Show, which airs here in Dothan, Alabama, parts of Florida, and parts of North Georgia as well on Wolf Radio. And you can find me also on Twitter, Nalarence Davis, @NadaNique, that's NadaNique. On Reverb Nation, you can find my music, It's Personal, by Nalarence Walker Davis on CDBaby.com, Amazon, iTunes, just Google Play. On most of all of the digital sites, you can find my music and purchase my music. I'm on Instagram, Nalarence Davis. And for booking, you can email me, Nalarence@gmail.com. And get in touch with me as well. But on my social media, I'm on there pretty much a lot because I'm constantly promoting different things as well as other people with my radio show and my blog entitled Let's Chat With Now, which is a comfort call type of blog, and I air that every Monday at 5:30. So you can follow me on Facebook, The Nalarence Davis Show, and Let's Chat With Now. To keep up with me as far as my 2 radio shows as well.
Girl, you are doing it and doing that well.
Thank you.
I tell you. You know, so many, like I said, cannot keep up with just wearing one hat, and you wearing about 5 or 6 hats, and I'm telling you, you're doing a great job. Now, you said Facebook, you're Nalarence Walker Davis?
Yes, ma'am. I have my – go ahead.
Instagram, you're Nalarence Davis. I'm putting all of this in the event page.
Yes, okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm Nalarence Walker Davis. That's my public figure page where you can find keep up with Nallers and find out what I'm doing. I'm getting ready to celebrate, like I said earlier, my VIP 2-year celebration of my 2 radio shows. And then I'm also getting ready to produce my upcoming play in September. And I have a couple of other little events that's getting ready to come into play as well. So, yes, you can keep up with me on Facebook. And my website is nallers.sim. That's SIMDIF.com. But if you can't, you know, find me there, you can find me on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Now, you said the music, excuse me, you said the music one more time, is found on CD Baby, Amazon.
Mm-hmm. iTunes, Google
okay.
Play, mostly all of the digital sites, you can find my music on there. And my CD is entitled It's Personal. So you can go to CD Baby or Amazon, wherever you choose, and purchase it.
Amen, amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we need to look forward in the future, Ms. Nell? I tell you, we're doing so many things. What are we looking forward in the near future?
Well, like I said, I'm just taking it one day at a time right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on my play that I'm really excited about, These Broken Pieces monologue. And hopefully I'll be getting back in the studio to finish what I started with my
okay.
music. I've recorded about 2 songs. But I'm in no big hurry, you know. I say everything that I do, I keep God first, and I, you know, I wait until He say it's time. You know, I don't get in a hurry to anything. Like I say, it's been 3 years since I produced a play, and so this, the one that I'm getting ready to produce, I wrote it 4 years ago, and I kept receiving confirmation that it was time, and I'm excited about it. I have a phenomenal cast, talent. 7 talented women. I cannot wait for everyone to see this ministry, because I tell them this is a ministry. This is not just a stage play. It is a ministry, and I feel like people are going to be ministered to through this great production that we're getting ready to produce in September. So I'm looking forward to it and doing more acting, because I'm not one. I love to do some of it all. I like working behind the scenes, and then I like being on the stage as well. So whatever God say He has for me in the near future, I'm excited. But right now, I'm focusing on my production and my 2 radio shows. I'm getting ready to expand with those. I'm excited about that and celebrate being on the radio for 2 years.
Amen, amen. Well, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. On Friday, Ms. Fire has been live and in person this year. Well, this year, this month was 17 months that we've been on the air. And then I have been myself on my own network since August of last year. So, you know, once God told me that this was an assignment that I had to do, I've been on every single week ever since then. And I'm telling you, I'm loving it. I'm getting so much great feedback, because when you're doing what
great.
God has called you to do, it's like you're excited about being able to do it. And when you get that
Amen.
Feedback that is blessing people, you're like, okay, I'm doing what you said
mm-hmm.
to do, and people are being blessed. So, you know,
Amen.
I can definitely relate. Well, did you want to leave?
And that's a blessing in it.
Exactly, exactly. Well, what final words do you have for the listeners tonight?
The final words that I have for the listeners tonight is, if you don't know your destiny, pray to our Lord Jesus Christ, and He will tell you. And don't ever think it's too late to do anything. Because I thought, you know, 3 kids, married, okay, it's over. I'll never be able to do it. But I released, like I said, my first CD in 2014, which was 2 years ago, at the age of 34. And I feel like, you know, as long as God has me here on this earth, I'm going to continue to do whatever He has for me to do. So don't ever think it's too late. Continue to seek God, trust Him, and build that personal relation to Him. If you don't know your personal calling, like I said, build that relationship with God and pray to Him, and He will tell you, He will lead you in the right path.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us on Fire to Inspire tonight. We are so blessed to have you because, again, you wear those many hats. You were able to join us, so we thank you again. And we look forward to hearing more about your upcoming show in September.
Thank you so much. And to God be all the glory. And I thank you for having me on. And I wish you nothing, nothing but many, many blessings, Aaliyah.
All right. Thank you so much. And we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. I tell you guys, that is Miss Nallory Davis. And I tell you, she is living and loving life because she's walking in her destinies. She's walking in her purpose. She's doing everything that God called her to. As I share all the time, God showed me a vision of people sitting on their hands. And he said, I've given them all these gifts, but they're not doing anything with them. I've given them the gifts and the talents. What are they doing with them? Well, I can tell you that because he was talking to me as well. Who can better tell you someone and who can better actually deliver a message than someone that actually was in that seat? And so it's time for you to awaken. It's time for you to arise, and it's time for you to move with momentum in the things that he's called you to. Get up, sleeping people. Get up, wake up. It's time to arise because your why, your purpose is going to be a blessing to someone else. It's so much bigger than you. It's not about you. So shake off the laziness, shake off the fear, because that is not of God. And it's time to walk in everything he's called you to. So if you don't know what your purpose is, you don't know what your destiny is, as Nallory said, go ahead and take some time out and you just ask God, God, what am I here for? And just, you know, being a little transparent, I asked God myself, I said, God, what did you put breath in this body to be? God, what did you put breath in this body to do? You know, I love my life, but this is not just it. So if that's you, you say, God, I thank you for my life, but I know that there's more to my life than this. And ask him, and he'll show it to you, but you got to be still enough to hear him. See, I was too busy at one time, so that's when the layoff came, and then I was able to hear him. But as he gives you and shows it to you, don't sit down. Rise up, move, because, again, you're going to be a blessing to someone else. What if I was walking in fear? I would not be sitting here talking to you tonight. I would not be able to share the testimonies, the speaking engagements, the just being able to be a blessing. And the actual radio show stemmed from my book, On Fire to Inspire. The book is available on Amazon as an ebook. It's available in paperback and an audio CD. So for those who say, I don't have time to read, well, guess what? I got you covered. It is an audio CD. I do all 26 pieces vocally, and Third Heaven Sound actually plays instrumentals in the background. So I'm telling you, it's time to arise. It's time to awaken and move forward. And I want to share a quick piece from the audio CD on Fire to Inspire entitled Dare to Dream. So listen up.
Dare to Dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream.
That piece is from the audio CD of On Fire to Inspire entitled Dare to Dream. Now, many of you know that I am an author as well. I have On Fire to Inspire, the book. I have a children's book. So this is what I say. I educate your children, and then I inspire and empower you. As a purpose midwife, I don't birth babies, I birth purpose. So I help push you into your purpose. I say, yes, you can do it. Yes, there's greatness in you. Push. It's time to push. So it's time to push into everything that he's put on the inside of you. It's time to push. It's time to move. Because there's someone that's waiting on you to be a blessing to them by you being obedient. Walk in obedience. I tell you, On Fire to Inspire, a learning book just for me. It's a bilingual sing-along in English and Spanish. It comes with a music CD. It is available in paperback as well as an ebook as well, because, you know, everybody's bought their children the iPads and tablets these days. So it's available in that way as well. And then the other book is called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. That one is an ebook. It's available on Kindle and Amazon. And that book says there are pieces in there where there are different prayers, but there are also affirmations. So each and every day you can affirm to yourself, I am a success. I am victorious. I am who God says I am despite my circumstance, despite what I see, despite what I feel, I am victorious. So if you see that, if you say that, continue to speak life over your life. I don't care what you're being given in the physical right now. Speak what you want to see and not what you see. I thank God for Apostle Zoe because I learned that. Don't keep speaking what you see because you're going to keep getting what you see. If you want to start seeing something different, start doing something different. So start speaking what you want to see. And I promise you, if you start speaking life over your life and believing God will do it, you will see manifestation. I promise you. I am seeing it on a daily basis, and I thank God for being able to be used by him and being able to be a blessing to so many others. Because, again, my why, my purpose, my destiny is so much bigger than Aaliyah Butler. I want to tell you guys about some events coming up. June 11th, Kingdom Works International and Ministries and My Father's House will be hosting a comedy show. A gospel comedian called Big Daddy Laugh-A-Lot will be coming to the Atlanta area at the Kingdom Works International facility at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G in St. George, Conyers, Georgia. That's 6 p.m. on June 11th. That is next Saturday. You can pay at the door or buy tickets at Exclusive Community Cleaners in Decatur or at Sarah's Discount Cleaners on the other side of Decatur. But these tickets, you definitely want to get there to see this event. It's going to be so much fun. Tickets are $20, but you have the comedy show. You have food. You have fun. You have jazz. Where can you go for $20 and get all this food, fun, and laughter? Laughter is the best medicine, and I tell you, I am living it and loving it. So meet me there June 11th at 6 p.m. on June 11th, Laughing with the Choir with Big Daddy Laugh-A-Lot at Kingdom Works International Ministries. Again, 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, as in George. Finally, if you know someone that has a summer camp, I am doing story times with the children's book, so have them send me an email to onfiretoinspire@gmail.com, and I can come out and do a live story time with the kids. I tell you, I'm loving it because the kids, it's interactive because a learning book just for me is in English and Spanish, and I have a music CD. So I'm telling you, it's just, I have a ball with the kids. They have a ball with me, and they ask me, can we do it again? And just, equipping the children and encouraging them. I teach them how to encourage themselves with life lessons early. So, again, I educate your children and empower them on their level, but I educate and empower you as an adult on your level. So it's time for you to live a life that God created for you to live. No more existing. No more being passive. Walk in the boldness that you were called to. Walk in every gift and talent that he's called you to. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Love you to life, and have a blessed evening.